This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, we're talking Deshaun Watson now has officially asked out of Houston, wants to be traded. And Adam Schefter with Greeny this morning said that Greeny, as a Jet fan, should not get his hopes up. So we come to the guy who knows all things Jets. He's covered them forever. That's our very own Rich Cimini. Rich, hello, first of all. How you doing?
Yeah, hey, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Oh, are the Jets not in on this? And if so, why?
Well, they better be in on it.
I think that they'd be in on it, but is he in on going to the Jets?
Yeah, that's the part. I know there was a report out of South Florida over the weekend that said the Jets that were his number one choice. My understanding is that is not accurate. I don't think they're his number one choice. Now, they may be on the list somewhere down a little bit, but I don't think that's his number one destination, which, of course, is important in this scenario because he has a no-trade clause, as you guys know. So he has a lot of control over where he ends up going. So I don't think he'll end up with the Jets. Do I think they're interested? Yeah, they'll make a phone call. Maybe they'll make an offer, but I just can't see Joe Douglas offering the draft capital that it'll take to get Deshaun Watson.
Now, why do you think that's the case?
Well, I mean, the number two pick in the draft is, like I heard a lot of fans and media people say, well, just give them three number ones, you know. But the number two pick in the draft is worth a lot more than your typical number one pick. If you go by the trade value chart, which a lot of teams use, that actually has three times as much value as a pick in the middle of the first round. So I don't think Joe Douglas is going to be eager to part with that pick. And the other thing is, they have other options. I mean, they have the number two pick in the draft, and there's a couple of really good quarterback prospects in this draft, and Zach Wilson and Justin Fields. Now, are they as good as Deshaun Watson right now? Obviously not, but perhaps, you know, they can be in time, in which would be a much more cost-effective way of building your team if they want to go that route.
Do you have any idea in all your reporting why the Jets wouldn't be number one? Is there something that we don't know?
Well, I mean, let's look at it. I mean, first of all, they haven't won in a decade. I mean, that's one reason why. They're starting over with a new coach. Now, from what I understand, I think Deshaun does like Robert Saleh, and I think he was hoping that Saleh would get interviewed for the Houston job. But he's still an unproven coach. He's a rookie, and they're starting over. A team like Miami is close. I mean, they won 10 games. They almost made the playoffs. They have a coach who's proven already that he can do it in a couple of years. And they have a team that appears to be ready to make that next step. And let's not forget the fact that there's no state income tax in Florida, which when you're making, you know, $20 million a year adds up to a pretty significant amount of money that he would save by playing in the state of Florida. So that's just one reason. And, you know, it's just the coaching. I think, you know, ownership at the Jets, you know, not known throughout the league with the greatest reputation is probably another factor. And just the fact that their roster is really in the formative stages right now.
Why is a guy like John McClain, who's been in Houston forever, very well respected, say the Jets are the only team that, you know, have a chance to get him?
Well, he's basing it on just on paper, just based on the draft capital that they own. The Jets have, you know, four number one picks in the next two drafts. And so if the Jets really, really wanted to move heaven and earth to get this player, they can do it better than any other team. So, based on that, you know, they could do that trade. But it takes two to tango in this situation. And, I'm not totally ruling it out. I'm just saying I think there's a more likely scenario that he goes elsewhere.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is where the Jets are on his list, Rich, have anything to do with who Woody Johnson just worked for?
That's a really good question. That would be total speculation on my part. I haven't heard that. I can't get into his head. I don't know what his situation there. Obviously, he has issues with his owner in Houston, who I don't think has done a very good job. That it seems like a nut house there. It's highly dysfunctional for many reasons. And so I can see why he's upset with that owner, but I don't know if he would have anything in particular against Woody Johnson.
Right. So you've been around football for a long time. If the Jets gave up their first round capital to get one of the top five quarterbacks in all of football, would they be able to surround him with talent by drafting, you know, second, third, fourth, fifth, and there. They've got a lot of picks in those rounds as well, and with the money they have that's available to spend, would Douglas be able to do it?
I think so. I mean, personally, and I've written this, a week ago, I think the Jets should go all in for Deshaun because that's just my own personal feeling. It's rare to get a 25-year-old quarterback who's, a top-five quarterback in his prime. And by the way, who signed through 2025 – at about an average of $28 million a year, which is a pretty bargain, considering today's market. So, yes, I mean, if the Jets gave up this year's two and they held on to the 23rd pick and they gave up next year's first rounder and something else, even maybe their 22 first rounder, I think they'd be able to put enough around him. They would have to rely on free agency, which is not always what you want to do when you're building a team, but they'd be able to do it because they have about $70 million in cap room this year. And I think they would have to go out and get a guy like an Allen Robinson, wide receiver from Chicago. You put him around Deshaun with Denzel Mims and Jamison Crowder, and now you're talking, you have a pretty good receiving core. So they can still put a competitive team around Deshaun. I think Deshaun is so good that he would raise the level of the people around him, and I think he would help change the culture by bringing in a dynamic player like that. And the Jets, we all know, they just desperately need a culture change. And so I think you bring in a Deshaun Watson, I think it changes everything about the Jets.
If Watson doesn't happen, Rich, what's more likely to take place? They'll draft a quarterback or trade the pick and keep Sam?
I think they're really looking into drafting a quarterback. This process has barely begun. I mean, Joe Douglas hasn't even met Zach Wilson yet. He hasn't watched him work out in person yet, or Justin Fields for that matter. So I think they're going to go through this entire process, and if they really fall in love with a Zach Wilson or a Justin Fields, I absolutely could see them using that second pick on a quarterback. I do believe they like Sam Darnold. I don't believe they're blowing smoke. When Robert Saleh was effusive, perhaps even too much so, in the press conference, saying he's, unbelievable talent and so forth. I do know he likes him a lot. And, of course, there's some posturing that's going on here as well. The Jets know that they could trade him at some point, and they want to do everything they can to maximize his trade value. So I do think they could feel that they could win with Darnold, especially in the scheme they're going to put in. But I do think they are definitely looking to upgrade.
Now, is there anything the Jets could possibly pitch to Deshaun to get him to change his mind and turn the Jets into a team he would consider?
Well, they would have to have permission to speak to him. So at some point, Houston is going to have to say, okay, we'll give you permission to speak to other teams. And right now, Houston, of course, is taking the stance of, well, we're not trading him. There's no way we're trading him. But how many times have we heard that before? The Jets are saying the same thing about Jamal Adams. And, he's going to be a Jet for life. And what happened? The life lasted only 2 months, and he was gone. So we know how that plays out. But for the Jets to get a chance to talk to him, like, for instance, the Brett Favre trade, when he was in 09, or it actually was 08, when he was considering Tampa and the Jets, there was a recruiting process that went on. Mike Tannenbaum and Eric Mangini were heavily involved in trying to convince Favre to come to New Jersey, which, you know, ultimately they did. So if it gets to that point, then the Jets, yes, they would have an opportunity to try to sell him on their program.
All right, in closing, obviously the stock market is in the news a lot these last couple of days. So if Watson to the Jets was a stock, would you buy it? Do you think it's a possibility?
Oh, great segue there, Michael.
Thank you.
Events, combining current events.
There you go.
He does it all.
I would not buy that stock right now. I mean, I think, you know, if you had some disposable income and could take it, you know, afford to take a supplier on that, then I would do it. But if you're looking for a blue chip investment where you could get a steady return, I would not go in that. I would buy stock in Zach Wilson, the quarterback from BYU at this point.
And in terms of Watson, then it would be, would you buy stock in Watson to the Dolphins?
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they have to move on from Tua after 1 year, which is really, I mean, it's not unprecedented. We saw the Cardinals do that with Josh Rosen, so it's not unprecedented. But, you know, I think there are other teams as well, you know, maybe even Chicago, San Francisco, other teams, you know, that could be highly appealing to Watson. But, you know, I would probably put the Jets like third or fourth on the list. So he'll probably submit a list to the Houston ownership and say, look, these are the teams that I would waive my no trade clause for. And that at that point, Houston would try to negotiate with deal with one of those teams, try to get the best deal. And, you know, it's possible that the Jets would be on that list, but I don't think that they would be at the top of that list.
Good stuff, Rich. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, guys. Always a pleasure. Have a good one.
All right. Stay safe. That's our very own Rich Cimini. You could read everything he writes about the Jets on ESPN.com. A lot of stuff going on in baseball. Mets made a trade last night. We'll talk about that and what it means in the Trevor Bauer sweepstakes. It's Kay LaGreca Rosenberg and you right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.